You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to another edition of Early BP. I'm Mike Farron. D-backs finally snapped that six-game losing streak last night as they beat the Cincinnati Reds 1-0. Just the second time in franchise history they've won a game where they netted just one hit. Last time was back in May of 2011. Josh Kolmetter out-dueling Chad Billingsley in that one. And just like that game, D-backs lone run scoring out a sacrifice fly last night. Archie Bradley locked things down. We had a chance to catch up with the closer after the game.
You guys have played a lot better in one-run games the second half. What's been the reason, you think?
We knew we had to win them. You know, we knew that was something in the first half that we struggled with. You know, that's, I feel like, some typically the bullpen and us, we've been really good at locking those games down. So, you know, really was stepping up in the bullpen, you know, taking account for what we needed to do.
Getting Votto on the changeup, it's become a huge pitch for you. What has it meant to be able to have that third weapon?
It's huge. You know, guys can't just single out my heater now. I may not be throwing it a ton, but I'm throwing it when I need to. I'm throwing it in smart spots, and it's been a really good pitch for me.
For you, as you've watched the season go on, how gratifying is it to have the success knowing the amount of work that you've put in to try and get back to this point?
It's been really, really great, man. I reached out to Kurt Warner in the middle of my struggles, and I talked to him a lot, and we just kind of bounced some ideas back and forth about how, you know, it's kind of cliche, but you learn the most and grow the most when you're at your lowest point. And I was in a pretty bad spot this year earlier in the year, and he really gave me some help, gave me some advice, and to be doing the way I'm doing now is just a testament to, you know, grinding and leaning on people around you.
What was the best thing he said to you that you keep in the back of your mind?
Try anything that anyone's saying. If there's something that someone said that you haven't tried, and in your head you're like, maybe it might help, but you're just being stubborn, like, do it. You know, he talked about him wearing gloves at the end of his career, so whether it was pants up or low-top cleats or moving to a different side of the rubber, just, you know, try something new. Don't be afraid to experiment and just keep working hard and stay positive.
Nobody's had more saves than you since the end of July. It's working. Arch, thanks.
D-backs had our play today, 4.5 back in the wild card race. We'll talk about today's game with Torrey Lovello in just a little bit, but let's take a look back at what was a rough week for the D-backs.
Time for a look back at the past week in D-backs Week in Review. It was a long week for the D-backs. It started off in fine fashion with Ketel Marte continuing his strong play.
Yeah, the pitch to Marte is hit to center, and he hit it deep. He hit it well. Back goes O'Grady, and this one is gone. Another home run for Marte. This one to straightaway center, scoring LeCastro ahead of him, putting the Diamondbacks on top 3-2.
That ball was walloped.
D-backs 3-2 lead was short-lived as Cincinnati tied it on an Eugenio Suarez home run. And T.J. McFarland faced pinch hitter Michael Lorenzen in the ninth.
The runners go. The pitch is lined down the left field line. That's a hit. And the Reds walk it off of Lorenzen. Base hit. This one ends. Cincinnati wins it in a walk-off here in the ninth inning. Hit by Michael Lorenzen. They win the ballgame 4-3.
D-backs headed to New York, and they knew they'd have their hands full in Game 1 with Jacob deGrom. A pair of home runs from Pete Alonso sent them to a 3-1 defeat. The next night, the D-backs were down a run in the ninth. They had runners at second and third, potential go-ahead run in scoring position with Wilmer Flores. At
the 1-2 pitch on the way. Flores strikes out swinging, and the Mets get a win here tonight as they beat the Diamondbacks for the second straight night. This time, 3-2 is the final with the tying and go-ahead runs on base at second and third as this one comes to an end. That's a tough one.
Unfortunately, the tough times were just starting for the D-backs. Outscored 20-1 over the next 2 days by the New York Mets as the D-backs were swept away in a four-game series. Torrey Lovello didn't mince words.
Look, we got our butts kicked. There's no doubt about it. We didn't pitch well, we didn't hit well, and we got to find a way to turn the page. I think this group will. We've been very resilient. I think this group is extremely tough-minded. They know what the circumstances are. I think the one thing that we're doing, we're all a little guilty of it at times, just human nature is trying to do too much.
On the field, things didn't get better on Friday. The D-backs lost a one-run decision to Cincinnati 4-3. I had a pair of two-run home runs from Josh Van Meter and Joey Votto. Off the field, the D-backs made some news. Mike Hazen, whose name had been linked to the Boston Red Sox presidency opening, agreed to a contract extension to stay D-backs general manager.
First of all, it's flattering. Who knows what really would have happened. I think this, what we did here with the Diamondbacks, would have been done regardless of what happened in Boston. I think I won't lie and say I didn't get a few FaceTime messages from my nieces asking me about what my plans were going to be for their birthday parties and whether or not I was going to be able to attend them. Those were tough. I have a huge family back home and love them to death. And when I sat back, the appreciation for what I have here, what Ken and Derek did for my family initially 3 years ago, and then since then, every day since then, allowing us to try to build something that we all feel very passionate and hopefully proud of someday, bringing in people, hiring people, empowering us to do our jobs, letting us make tough decisions that on the face of it were not and are not very popular to this day, and I understand that, but trusting us to pursue what we hope is going to build into something pretty significant, that meant so much to us that it really made the decision fairly easy.
The D-backs' six-game losing streak came to an end on Saturday. Nick Ahmed had the lone hit of the game for the D-backs in the third, and Terod Dyson knocked him in.
Dyson gets one home here into deep center field. Lorenzen under it near the track has it. Tagging and coming in to score is Ahmed, and it's 1-0 D-backs on a long fly ball out by Dyson.
Archie Bradley came on to lock things down for the D-backs.
I feel like some typically the bullpen and us, we've been really good at locking those games down. So, you know, really it was stepping up in the bullpen, you know, taking account for what we needed to do.
The D-backs finished the week 1-6, but still in the mix of the wild card race, 4.5 games behind the Chicago Cubs with 13 to play. Let's look back at the last week at D-backs Week in Review. More coming up on the Diamondbacks Radio Network. All right, let's visit with the manager, Torrey Lovello, about today's game.
Well, Torrey, it's not often you get one hit and win. In fact, I think it's only the second time in franchise history it's happened. But yeah, that had to happen with the pitching. What did you see from Merrill Kelly last night?
Yeah, you're right. It's not something we planned for. It's the first time it's happened since 1900. But a win is a win. I could care less how we got it, especially with how we've been grinding. And it starts and stops with Merrill Kelly. He gives us 7 unbelievable innings. I was actually tempted to send him back out there for an 8th, but we had a very rested and strong bullpen that was going to go out there and finish it off, which they did. But Merrill was making pitch after pitch. It was a combination of everything working in one night. It was the cutter. It was the two-seam fastball that was falling off each edge of the plate. It was the secondary stuff as well. It was a really nice outing for him.
Archie Bradley finished off going through the best hitters in the Cincinnati lineup. What did you see from Archie last night?
Yeah, a little bit of that, the finish of the pitches, and you know that strategy that I've been using for the past couple of years, where he's fully equipped to go get the 3 best hitters in their lineup, and it just fell in that spot at that time, and he was prepared for it. And the preparation and the mindset is more than anything, but it was a finish and the life on his pitches that got him the easy outs.
I want to go back to the one run, because Nick Ahmed making the decision to go from second to third on that ball was obviously a big one. What did you see, and after watching, I'm sure you've seen the replay at this point, what did you see Nick decide to do, and what were some of the keys for him making that decision and getting there safely?
Yeah, well, it's exactly what we preach here and exactly what we believe in. And, you know, what I do might be a little bit different. When the ball's struck and put in play, I make sure it's a fair foul ball. I look at the umpire, and then as soon as I recognize that there's action, I look at the base runner. I look at the hitter runner. So I looked at Nick two or three steps out of the box, and he was already engaged in moving full speed with the idea of getting to second base as fast as he could and then making a decision from there. We talk about positive turns, and a positive turn is you get around the base and you make the ball stop you. And once Nick made that decision, he was probably 2 or 3 steps from second base that he was going to continue to third base. It's exactly what we are here. It's exactly what we preach, and it showed up and helped this win a baseball game.
You know, the last several years, Nick has had moments where he's been picked off in key spots. It seems like there's been some decision-making maybe a little bit antsy. We haven't seen that as much this year. Mm-hmm. What do you think has allowed him to improve his decision-making on the base paths?
Well, he's got great instincts. He knows where he's at on the baseball field, whether it's in the batter's box, on the bases, or on defense. And once in a while, that gets you in trouble because you think you can do a little bit too much at different times. So I think we've had some conversations conversations with him about simplifying it, not trying to be act invisible and do things that would be a little bit too aggressive. And he understands those findings when we dig out information, and he knows that when you make a mistake, it could be detrimental. So pick the right time to try it. If you do it and it helps you win a game, obviously it'll be a really, really good decision, and yesterday was one of those cases.
Leadoff hitter du jour today is Wilmer Flores. Nothing like putting a burner at the top of the lineup right when into the decision.
Yeah, he's going to see some pitches. I think he's going to grind down the pitcher for the next two hitters that are arguably our best hitters and some of the best hitters in baseball today, in Ketel Marte and Eduardo Escobar. I just like having those guys hit back-to-back. I decided to do that yesterday, maybe a little unconventional, but we got to try and find somebody that can get up at the top, see some pitches, and get on base, and really that's the name of the game.
What's been the biggest key to Zach Gallen's last two starts?
How he's been pounding the zone and finishing off hitters. He's able to get into counts and throw, you know, probably his next pitch as his best pitch, where he's finishing off the hitter, not going deep into count. So we're looking for that to continue. He's been landing his breaking ball. The secondary pitch has been a little inconsistent early on, but I think he's found it.
All right, Skip, you're doing that.
Thanks so much.
D-backs skipper Dory Lovello, D-backs and Cincinnati Reds, BP Show 1230 on the network. First pitch with Greg and Tom at 1:10 as the D-backs will face former D-back Trevor Bauer today. Zach Allen makes a start for the D-backs, and thank you for joining us for more early BP.